This is Brown with Rogue Cell. On Veterans Day, Astoria showed up. We are deeply grateful to everyone who gathered to honor those who have served and to stand with veterans who continue to face struggles beyond their time in uniform. Your presence reminds us that remembrance is not just about ceremony, it's about community, care, and commitment. Together, we can ensure that the voices and experiences of veterans are heard, valued, and supported. While our documentary is complete, the work continues. The stories shared are not an ending, but a call to action. Rogue Cell remains committed to amplifying veteran voices and building the support systems they deserve. Thank you, Astoria, for walking alongside us in this work. Today's episode, we have Sean Johnson and Sean Davis at the Clatsop Community Actions Veterans Fair at the Seaside Convention Center that was held just a few days ago. We talked with every single booth that was there and want to spread their mission and their messages that they have in supporting veterans inside the community. Let's give a listen.
All right, so I'm here with Sean Johnson, Sean Davis. We're here at the Seaside Convention Center for, what is this exactly? Well, we're talking to Carl Wiley.
So this is our second annual Clatsop County Military and Veteran Convention.
It's not a stand down.
No. We actually navigated away from the term stand down because, you know, military culture, historically, that's got kind of a...
Yeah, something bad happened.
Yeah. Just recovering from a traumatic event within our unit or something. And really, we don't want to look at this as recovering from something so much as building community and finding opportunities to serve each other and serve our community.
I like that a lot. So what's the goal here?
Yeah, as I alluded to, is just to bring local businesses, education institutions, podcasters, as well as your VA, WorkSource, community action groups together in an effort to just, again, build community, bring veterans, active and guard, reserve, military, and community members together to just interact and have the opportunity to learn more about what's going on and where they can help, where they can plug in to maybe find a sense of community, but also a sense of purpose, which, as you know, and have talked about, a lot of veterans, myself included, so I'll just speak for me, really.
Yeah.
We don't always feel that when we are jettisoned from the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
So for folks that come in to this this little fair expo, what they can, I guess, assume to expect is a chance to meet with various organizations, public health, volunteering communities, veteran community organizations, and find out how they can get involved with those or how they might be able to become a member.
Sure.
They can find jobs. They got some sleeping bags over there, some
absolute
warmers.
Yeah. We have National Parks is here just sharing information about getting out and finding that peace and quiet, but also volunteering for them. As you hear, we've got animal control here. There's volunteer opportunities with them. Also, you get your pooch vaccinated here today.
They got flu shots?
And we have, yes, flu shots, hep C testing, as well as Narcan training from the County Public Health Office. Oregon Department of Veteran Affairs is here supporting their volunteer and grant programs, just informing people about that.
And CCA is running this?
Yeah, this is Clatsop Community Action, for whom I work as the County Veteran Service Officer. We put it on together as an organization to ensure that the word is out there and veterans have an opportunity to connect and find purpose if they're lacking it.
Well, thanks for doing it. Hopefully we'll be doing this again next year. I meant like me interviewing you in the podcast. Absolutely. Thanks, Carl.
For sure.
Thank you.
We're at the Clatsop Community College table. And what's your name?
Misty.
What are you doing here?
Trying to let people know what we have available at the community college. We offer 2-year degrees, 1-year certificates, and just short-term skills that we want to make sure everybody knows they have access to.
Outstanding. And, you know, little known fact about the college is it has the best view of the whole of the entire United States, the second floor of the library. That's where I work.
Right on the hill.
Thanks, Missy. Appreciate it. Can I get my shot?
Yes, you can.
All right.
Fill that out.
All right.
All right. So we're at the flu shot table. And what organization are you guys with?
The VA.
The Portland VA Medical Center.
I am not sick.
So this is Sean John, and we are here, the VA from Portland.
I am not allergic.
And Sean Davis is going to go ahead and get his flu shot here.
Yeah, I'm filling out the, what is Guillain-Barre syndrome? If I don't know, that means I probably don't have
it. Wow. How old are you, sir?
I am 52 years old.
52. All right.
Is there a special one for 50-year-olds?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just for you.
How's your name on it?
It says the 18th or the 16th?
18th.
18th. I'm lost. We did that big art documentary at the Liberty Theater on Veterans Day. And ever since then, I've been going and going and going. But it was awesome.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
And then last name?
Davis.
So where's your little table, your booth?
Rogue Cell, the green one right there.
Oh, very nice.
So we traveled 4,000 miles around the state of Oregon and asking everybody we can talk to, like, why is veteran suicide? Oregon is the fifth highest in all of the country for veteran suicide in rural areas. So we wanted to talk like to veteran service officers, to veterans, to community leaders, to mayors, like why? And so we made that into our documentary. And so we got about 52-minute documentary that we showed, and we went to the Liberty Theater. Have you been to the Liberty before in Astoria?
Oh,
it's a beautiful 100-year-old historic theater. And it's making me nervous here. Look.
Are you anxious?
I'm going to blindfold Leah too. Okay.
And we're like, oh man. So we went to Liberty Theater and we wanted the room upstairs because it sat about like 100 people. They're like, we love what you guys are doing. We're going to let you have the whole theater. And I go, great. That's 635 seats. So we're like, oh no, now we're going to have to get that. And actually, we had about 400 people show up.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
It was really cool.
Which arm do you want to do?
The right arm.
Right. Oh, I'm going to poke the lady right in her eye.
Yeah, that's my wife. It's our anniversary tattoo. So I'll let her know.
Okay.
You did.
There you go.
Oh. Hurts you. How do you think your wife feels? Okay.
There you go. Little eye poke.
Well, thank you. How many people have you got?
You're number two.
Number two.
Number two.
Thanks so much for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thanks.
My name's Michelle Saint. I'm a homeless outreach specialist at the VA. So
thank you for what you do, honestly. Yeah. I worked with the American Legion as post commander in Portland, and we had like a food closet, and I got to know my regulars, you know?
Yeah.
And we'd get clothes drives, coat drives, and to know, like, you try to get some stuff and you try to give it to the homeless, so it's not going to work. You got to like tuna, peanut butter, you know, that type of stuff. And anyway, that's what my guys like. So, but I know like what you guys do is amazing. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're here at the Seaside. Are you out of Seaside or?
So I'm located out of the Vancouver VA campus, but I cover Clatsop County as well as Tillamook County and Columbia County.
So you have three counties.
I also cover Clackamas County, so I have four. But but yeah, I'm usually out in the county, each county at least once a month.
And what is your job?
So I screen people for the HUD-VASH housing voucher program.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I work very closely with Clatsop Community Action. I work very closely with Marcello and the SSVF program to help get veterans into permanent supportive housing.
Oh, that's great. Really cool. Thanks. And
we got some swag. So all of our stuff has the National Veterans Homeless Hotline on it. So any veteran who's struggling with housing can call that number and get directed to their nearest VA. We got some utensil kits, some hygiene kits. Yeah, the hygiene kits were donated from Soldiers Angels. They do a lot of, like, Christmas gifts and Thanksgiving meals and things like that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Does the Elks Lodge here do welcome home kits at all?
No, not that I know of. And we just joined the American Legion in town, too. So we just got on their executive board. So we're open to start working more with the veterans, because I think what happened in Astoria has happened a lot of places across the country is their American Legion kind of turned into just a drinking club for cheap beer. And we want to really reach out. Okay. I mean, we were looking through the big folders of the photos and stuff. Like, they did so much in that town, you know? We want to do that again. So if there's any way that we can work with what you're doing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So feel free to take my card.
Yes, I'll do that. We can at least bring some people your way, right?
For sure.
You know, in fact, part of what this showing today is making these networks and these partnerships available to everybody. And I was just speaking with a gentleman earlier wearing a cowboy hat, and he's actually struggling right now with housing. And so I'm hoping that he's come over and spoke with you already. Or,
not yet, but I will make sure to go say hello.
Yeah, we'll point him this way right now.
Absolutely.
All right. That's awesome. Thank you. All right. So we're here with, I guess, Sunset Empire, right?
That's correct. Sunset Empire Transportation District.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
You came by our vet coffee the other day.
We did. Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Did you get anything come out of that?
Yeah, we did. I got a couple of calls from a couple of veterans who were interested in finding out a little bit more about the microtransit program.
And do we have your card, right?
I think you guys do have my card, but I want you to have another card, okay?
Yeah. We're making a list of all of our contacts here. We got it's really cool. So thanks for being here.
Yeah,
really awesome. So what do you hope to accomplish here?
Well, what I'm hoping is that every single veteran here that knows another veteran will tell them about microtransit, because we want to get veterans connected with their community.
Yeah.
And the way to do that is really through this method, which is more on demand. It's not just a bus at a schedule somewhere. It literally, you call,
right,
we'll come get you and bring you back home anywhere they want to go. If they want to go watch the sunset, no problem. They want to go grocery shopping, we'll take
amazing.
Them there. Yeah, it's really cool.
Was that a grant that funded this?
We did. We got a grant from Providence Health Systems to do that.
Oh.
Now, the pilot program is going to be running out at the end of the year, but we're doing everything we can to try to bring more of that on.
So every 18 months, Oregon Department of Veterans Affairs opens up for grants, and one of their four things is transportation. Have you guys tried that yet?
I put in a letter of interest. We had one about 4 years ago, and now I'm reapplying again for this one with this particular program in mind, and if they give me the money, we'll expand the service.
I wonder if there's any way we can help.
I hope so.
That is an amazing thing, because we know the veterans that you are helping, like Gary.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's really
cool. So as far as our veterans or their families, if they want to get a ride, what do they need to do?
All they need to do, and they can do this right now in Seaside and Cannon Beach right now, being the pilot program.
But not Astoria?
Not Astoria right now.
Okay.
We want to build that in, right? And that's what that VA grant's going to help us do. But what we want to do is they call us. All they do is call us anytime. It could be the same day and say that they need to go somewhere. Just give us that information, and we'll come pick them up and take them where they need to go.
That number?
That number is 503-861-7433, option number 2.
And
all
right, I'm going to take one of these for our team.
Yeah, and veterans ride for free all the time. So even when this becomes a full-fledged program, the veterans will always ride for free.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Jason Jones.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Take care, guys.
So what is 211? I'm sorry, can I get your name?
Yeah, my name is Sarah. I work with 211 Info, and I work in Clatsop, Columbia, and Tillamook counties, making sure people know that 211 is a service that is statewide and available outside the Portland metro area.
So what is it?
So 211, like most 111 numbers, has a purpose. 211 is all things health and social services. So these are some of the things people call us for. Housing, number one, obviously. Housing is a pretty big umbrella term. It could be shelter. It could be Oxford housing. It could be low-income housing list, getting onto HUD.
Michelle with HUD Bash?
So we host over 26,000 resources in our database. And so almost a lot of these people here are partners in our database. So we don't like work directly with people, right, but we work to like keep the conversations open and add new programming, agency updates annually. And so that's kind of the gist of that. And we have veteran specific services. So if someone called for, say, housing, we wouldn't just look for general housing resources. So there's another search term attached to that for veterans. And so then we find specific services that they would be eligible for having served. And we ask all of our callers that demographic question when they call. So we always know whether they are served in the U.S. military or military dependent. So.
Well, great. Thank you so much. Yeah. For, word search. Are you going to spend some time doing that?
I probably will. I love a word search.
I see landscaping already.
Oh, shoot. I know.
Clean gutter.
I just got these in the mail the other day, so they're fresh. Fresh off the press.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Look, you have Bigfoot.
Yeah.
If it's a
good swag.
If it's Bigfoot swag, I'll take it.
Yeah, I think it's the U.S. Fire Marshal. They have so much.
Thank you so much.
Awesome.
Guys,
hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sean John from Rogue Cell, and I can give a shout out for Lewis and Clark National Historical Park. This is a place that I grew up and some places very close to my heart.
You lived there until you're 9 years old?
I did. I lived there in park housing.
So the entire time you lived there, did you have to dress like a pioneer, like even as a child?
I didn't have to, but I chose to. So I have many fond memories, and I want to say that the park, even though it's a federal park, it's still
here.
It belongs to the people. This park is your park. Go out, enjoy the trails. If you want to get involved, go talk to the rangers. Become a volunteer. There are job opportunities for people to work seasonally, either in interpretation where you get to go and dress up in the garb and give presentations about life at the fort or the fun and games. Learn how to build fires using flint and steel. And there's also seasonal maintenance positions available. So
you say four? Four positions available?
We have a seasonal maintenance worker, seasonal park ranger interpretive, seasonal technician, and a seasonal biological science technician. And I'd also say every veteran race a lifetime free national park pass. You just have to show us identification that you are a veteran. We're not allowed to take a DD-214, unfortunately. But bring that in. I could give them right now here. Otherwise, come to the park and active duty gets a 1 year free pass.
That's awesome. Yeah, I got my pass and I took it to, we went to Yellowstone, and I've taken to plane all through Bryce Canyon, all through Utah, Moab. It's worth it. It really is.
Yeah.
Because we're also part of the American Legion and the Elks Club, and we can get this stuff out to people. Like,
what's your documentary called?
It was called Battlegrounds and Backroads.
Battlegrounds.
We drove 4,000 miles around the state, and we talked to Gold Star family members and like Senator Merkley and State Senator Manning, and we even testified in front of the Senate committee, and then we also talked to VSOs and veterans and people who actively help people not commit suicide. And that was really cool. Like, really awesome. So
thank you for doing that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I don't want to get in your way, but we're at, okay, WorkSource Oregon, and this is a state, or do you guys work with the VA?
So we have locations throughout the state, like the one for Clatsop County is just down the road in the Seaside Outlet Mall.
Right on.
But
and what do you guys do?
So we employment service. So, like, we help people find work, resumes. Like, we have, like, this surface-level flyer of, like, things we do. But, like, help connect people to jobs. We help employers, like, promote hiring, like, for veterans. Like, we have.
Appreciate your
service. We like to say is, like, we're all veteran reps where we all help. Like, we offer priority of service to veterans. So, like.
Oh, that's great.
Priority placement into training. A lot of, like, services, like, appointments. But then also, we already have like a separate program for like disabled veterans, like the outreach program, which is like intensive case management to help them overcome barriers.
So you don't have one specific person who deals with veterans. You guys all deal with veterans and you give them a certain preference on things.
So like, yeah, they all, like if we have a training and like there's limited seating available, we'll give priority for veterans. If we have a line of 10 people in line, like if there's a veteran waiting, they can get served before everyone else.
Oh, that's
so awesome. For folks that are listening in, if they're a veteran that are looking for a job currently, what do they need to do?
Come to our office.
Come to your office, and you are located in Seaside.
Seaside Outlet Mall, right next door to Eddie Bauer. Like,
and if they don't have transportation, they could call our buddy Jason over there, who has a program just to do that. That'd be great.
And if they're on SNAP benefits, we have the SNAP Training and Employment Program that provides additional services to remove barriers to employment. So, like, that can help with transportation as well.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey. And I should have asked your names before I started. I'm a great journalist.
So I'm Kevin Robitaille.
I'm Sarah Hine. I'm Michaela Petrowski.
And you guys, how many people are in the office?
So we have four staff from the Oregon Employment Department. And then,
so we're 75% right now.
And then we have two staff from like Equus Workforce Solutions, who is like a Title I-B training provider, like contractor.
All right on.
Yeah.
And what are you guys hoping to accomplish here today?
Showing up for veterans and letting them know that we're here to support them if they have employment or training needs, and then just like networking with other community partners to like provide services and see what's available for our customers.
That's great.
That's great.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
As far as CERT, if you want a class or if you want to become instructors, you want to be your own self-instructors, I can point you the way to that. And that is to, I don't know.
I would love to get a class.
You can go to the Oregon OEM website.
Okay. Is that all in there?
No, this is mine. But, you have my card, Nora. Do you want a new card?
I need a new card.
Okay.
We are starting.
My job is partnerships, so.
Right. So email me. The reason is I heard there may be some train-the-trainer courses coming up.
Do you know Tom Jenkins by any chance?
And you go through Tom. Tom and I talk all the time.
Yeah, so Tom is also a vet, and I roped him into joining the American Legion. So we're going to try to get a bunch of vets to get certified. Right. I would love to start that program that we're talking about, helping in hand.
Do the CERT program, even if it's just to get people with knowledge, stuff like that. Now, community-wise, so you got helpers from this side. If you want to do the Be Prepared, there's Be 2 Weeks Ready program. Tom can talk to you about that, and we can come out there. But that's also a several-week presentation.
We have a lot of spaces now, so I'm also part of the Elf Lodge. So if we wanted to do like something show that, I have ballrooms, small rooms, I got kitchens, whatever you need. Put some coffee on and get some. We'll pay for the snacks and just get them in there.
But anything you guys want, let us know. We'll come out there and handle whatever, even if it's just community stuff or for your group. You know that I'm there for you.
Outstanding. Good. That's the next step because did you see Senator Manning is still the chair?
Yeah. Okay.
He got appointed again to be the chair of Veterans Emergency Management, and he's our champion now because he would definitely want to. He loves the program.
Right.
And if we can, if we needed funding, they have the funding, we can get it.
Yeah.
Especially something like this. It'd be like a Team Rubicon, except in their own county. So they're invested in their community and they get to use the training and expertise and experience that they got in the military in their own community. I mean, I got out of the military after 12 years, infantry guy. I've shot every weapon they have, been to all these end of the world bunch of times. And I come here, I'm like, what job can I get?
Yeah.
But I can use my community building skills.
Right.
And something like that.
Yeah. And that's just it. I mean, I like CERT. It's a like all volunteerism at this point in time, it's getting harder to get the next generations in. So a lot of older, I hear that all the time.
It's harder to find volunteers now.
Right. Well, I mean, like ham radio. I mean, we push ham radio because it's going to be our way to communicate. Everybody goes, well, I got a cell phone.
Now, when the towers go down.
Bend over and flatten.
You have a calculator.
Right. Yeah. Something to take pictures and identify yourself with. But that's really what it is because there's going to be no towers out here during. I mean, the 2007 windstorm is probably a good factor for that. When the antennas, due to wind, the antennas on the towers actually shifted.
Oh, wow.
And that disrupted communications.
I need a ham radio.
But that's the thing. So, but the thing is here, this is the one that talks about everything. This is how we are approaching. This is how it is pretty much everywhere. But the approach, and this was a failure in the Maui fires, is the fact that every single person, they'll tell you, go to our website if you need more information. What do you need? Power, computer, cell phone.
Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Okay, what don't you have during a major event?
Power, Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Okay. So that's the thing. So they forgot AM/FM radio. They never contacted in Maui Fire. They never contacted their AM/FM stations to put out weather or information as to where to go or anything like that. That was a complete failure. Same with, I don't have TV because I need electricity on TV. But how many of us have cable hookups, not antenna on the roof hookup anymore? Okay, well, so TV is kind of a little on the low side, too.
But there's also generations of people, too, that
never see.
My mom being one that never owned a cell phone, doesn't want to ever own a cell phone. And so they're like, you go to make a reservation for a restaurant or something, as simple as that. And they're like, oh, go to our website or go online to book. I'm not online.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you. I mean, you've been to a lot of disaster zones, and you need to have these type of skills. I think the whole generation of people just don't have the skills. So
what's good for that is I try to walk through all the different ways to get how it's going to go. So AM, FM, and TV are going to be broadcasting as best they can, even if they don't have get out here. Mm-hmm. These are our emergency points. Those are the ones that are supposed to at least be the one issuing all those
beeps. Yeah, aliens right there.
You know, all the annoying, this is an emergency broadcast that will actually then send it out to the other radio stations and other TV stations. As we move in, I talked a little bit about texting because texting is still good. No phone calls. It takes more to send a message on a phone system than it does on texting. I can't. The running general thing is I can get 1,000 text messages for one phone call on a cellular account. So let's think of that. I get multiple text messages. Be short, concise, get going. But then I talked about CB radio. It's still out there. GMRS, everybody's talking GMRS because a $30 license. You have to have your license, but you can get a license and then give it to your family member. And as long as you're following the 10-minute rule of every 10 minutes, you got to say your license call sign under GMRS. I mean, your aunts, your uncles. Yeah, I mean, it's a big list of people that can use your license. So one person pays for it, $30 every X number of years.
I'll do it. I just have to get to my class.
Thank you for joining us as we celebrated the Clatsop County Veteran Fair, sponsored by Clatsop Community Action. This Thanksgiving, we're especially grateful for the way our community shows up for veterans, not just on one day, but every day.
And opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Together with Veterans Northwest Oregon or the Oregon Firearm Safety Coalition or the Department of Veterans Affairs. You can find us at roguecell.vet or facebook.com/groups/roguecell. If you or a loved one is experiencing thoughts of suicide, help is available. Please call 988 and press 1 for veterans. This line is answered 24/7, so there is always someone to help. And with help comes hope, and hope saves lives. The second of the 503rd Rogue Cell is produced by Brad Peitzig with support from Together with Veterans and is hosted by Sean Davis.